Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to pop! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Opening with some happy music for a happy Friday and a happy Wheeler.
I'm always happy. Right?
I know you are. Pisses me off.
I'm either happy or pissed. It's one of the two. It's like no real in between.
Hulk smash.
That's not too bad of an analogy, yeah.
We have one boot off today. So I left my notebook at home.
Oh no.
I just flat out left it. And so uh-oh, every idea I had for the show today is gone.
Well, some of them are still in your head, right?
No.
Oh no.
No. That's not how it works. That's not how Dave works.
Once they're written down, they're gone. Once,
yes. Yes.
I totally get
once
it.
Once they're written down.
I totally get
like,
it.
It's so true. Like here's typical me in bed when I go to bed at night, laying in bed and I'm cozy and I'll think of what I think is a good idea for the show, but I don't want to roll over, grab my phone, go to the notes, put in my notes. And so half the time it just doesn't make it.
Right.
And I'll like say it over in my head again, like, analogize Wheeler to the Hulk. Wheeler's the Hulk. Hulk Wheeler, Wheeler Hulk, Green Wheeler, right?
Just like Kermit all the way
and
back.
And then the next morning I wake up and it's all gone.
Yeah.
So, and we were also one boot off because when we came in, someone logged out of the computer. The main computer that everyone uses so that we can stream, and I'm not going to say who it is, but his nickname is Booger. So we've been running around trying to get all this stuff done so that we could stream with you guys.
Yeah.
And we almost just didn't. Mm-hmm. But I said, no, we really, like, I kind of need the stream today because I didn't prepare for the show. Well, I did prepare for the show. I just left my stuff at home. And it was too late to go back and get it because I had to go to lunch. So we need your ideas.
Oh.
So if you guys can, on the stream, you can ask us questions. You can bring up topics, news, sports. Hey, ever just think about this, blah, 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 whatever. And maybe we'll use your topic and you can just kind of program the show.
Boom.
Yeah. Do you know that the Amy and Chris show are starting beef with us? Are you familiar
with
this?
I'm not. No.
You need to get in on this.
Okay.
Which team are you on?
Well, I'm on this team.
Okay, good. Says Pajeski called for a boycott of the DGS today.
Okay. From who?
What do you mean?
Who's supposed to boycott?
Listeners.
Well.
Yes. Which I would call for a boycott of their show, but that seems superfluous.
This is going to get ugly. Oh, man. Well, so really, though, it's not the whole show. It's just Ronji. Because he's putting Amy into a fight that she's not asking to be in.
Yeah, Amy's gone.
Yeah, she's on vacation.
I think it's Pajeski.
You think he's the instigator?
I think he's the Machiavelli.
I don't know, man. Ronge is pretty devious.
I think he's got you fooled.
Yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that. But, I mean, Ronge is pretty devious all by himself.
True.
But you kind of see Ronge coming. I don't think he needs to be prodded. In fact, I think he may be the one corrupting Pajeski.
Could be.
Yeah.
And then they had it all wrong. They said that their listeners told them that we were taking shots at them yesterday because of how terribly dirty they are in the KMOX studio.
That never happened.
Didn't they? And I was driving in. No, I'm like, just, no.
I think if you are going to start a radio beef, you should first go back and listen to the segment in
question. But that would require time.
I think that's a smart thing to do, but that's just me.
I mean, but somebody did leave a bug on the chair.
Yeah.
So
this much we know.
Yeah, and I repeatedly said I didn't think it was Matt Pajeski.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the rest of us. I mean, it was his chair, though. Like, that's the problem. That's
true.
Why. And I don't know that he used it. See, that's the other thing. I think he stands when he runs the board. Mm. So maybe it was there before, but I mean, who's there before?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
All we know is what's happening now.
Yeah.
Calls for boycotts.
Well, I know this. There's four of them. There's four of us and there's three of them. So,
yeah.
They're in trouble.
Brian says DJs should start calling them the Booger Crew.
We'll just shorten it to the BC.
Please vote for us in the A list. We're actually going to try and win this year. So you can go to our Facebook and you can see the link, or you can just go to St. Louis Magazine and the A-List, and it's really easy to vote, and you just need to put in an email, and they don't inundate you. Like, I don't like that. I don't like when places use that just to market, so I've not received anything from them when I put my two email, because I'm voting twice a day. so we appreciate it. What else? That's all I have.
Well, you're also on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, City Lifestyles Magazine. I was leaving last night, and a guy was trying to get in, handsome, bald man, and it was Gordon.
Oh, okay.
And he had some copies of the magazine with me on the cover, and it's nice. It's very nice.
It's a good cover.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, doesn't it look like a record cover, but
it does.
Bit.
Yeah. What did I say? I look like a musician on death row who put out an album?
A little bit.
Really do. You're like, I don't want to fight that guy.
He's like, look at all my tattoos.
So thank you. Thank you to Kelly and Gordon. And you can pick that up in Clayton, in Chesterfield, in St. Charles County. Just look for me with my tattoos on the cover. Nice article.
Yeah,
it is nice.
You did a nice job.
I'm very happy for you. I would be quite chuffed if I had a
chuffed.
What does that even mean?
Pleased.
Oh,
if I had a
that could sound bad if you
like
wanted
that.
It to, right?
Yeah.
It could sound
if
like
I had,
I'm chuffed. I'm angry.
If I had like professional photos taken that good, I would like frame them all around my desk. I'd have one hanging behind me in here. You guys would never be able to escape them.
So a very good photographer named John did the photo shoot, and I can buy. And he took 200 pictures, and I can buy any of them, but I was just like, I'm like, why am I going to buy them though? Like, I'm not going to frame them and put them up. I mean, I'm a narcissist, but I'm not a malignant narcissist. Yeah, there you go.
That's a great picture.
But then Julie Lally was saying like, well, you know, you might want to use them in the future, or, you know, you can't just post them because they belong to John. So I'll buy a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good photo. I hadn't seen the other ones, but I saw the one on the cover.
The cover would make a great tattoo for someone's son, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I have my brother.
Uh-huh.
There's my brother. There's Nick. There's Phoebe.
There you go.
I got everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Oh, yeah. You sure you do?
I'll show you sometime.
Red splotch.
Could be skin cancer.
Devin says he's listening from Georgia.
Hey, Devin. Georgia.
Cool.
I like Georgia.
Hopefully the state, not the country.
Georgia's almost Florida. That's my experience with Georgia.
It's almost Florida.
When I'm in Georgia, it's almost Florida.
My experience, Georgia's
What's
two
on di- the sign?
Georgia's two different states. There's the state of Atlanta and then the rest of Georgia.
Yeah.
Very different.
Gar says, haven't been able to tune in for a while, have a loved one in the ICU, and it's been tough. I am genuinely sorry.
I'm sorry.
We just got an email from a listener, I believe her name is Tina, who was talking about my work with No One Dies Alone, and she is going through it right now with her mom, and her mom is actively dying, and she's an only child, and she's the only one who's doing anything, and where her mom is, they don't have a NODA. So it makes me appreciate what NODA does.
Yeah.
Even more so. And our heart goes out to Tina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Devin is a girl.
Even better.
Misgendered Devin. I apologize. I can't see your profile picture from this far away.
Way to go,
see,
Rach.
On our page, I don't know what they see, but we only see most of the, like, the F for Facebook.
Our show's a boy. I don't know.
Most of the picture.
Our show's a boy. Sorry. We don't know.
I do see a small person, like a child next to you. That's all we can see.
The child also looks like a girl.
Oh, they see the same thing.
Hi, I'm a girl.
Oh, there. I can see her.
I didn't know that would happen when I clicked that.
I think everyone in the audience should make it a point this weekend to say to someone, hi, I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
And then you got to say, no feet.
No feet. No feet. Going to go to Brian McKenna's shindig tomorrow.
Nice.
Looking forward to that / dreading it because I'm a crier.
But he said no.
I know.
He wants none of that.
I know.
He wants partying and merriment.
He'll have to forgive me.
I think he will.
Yeah. Any big plans for the weekend?
Just coaching ball.
I'm going to see some babies tomorrow.
Yeah, just random ones?
Yeah, just random ones. I'm just going to go find some.
I'm going to go to the mall and find babies.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the baby petting zoo.
Don't say that.
I'm going to probably also swing by McKenna's shindig tomorrow.
I'll hook up with you there, Dave. Yeah. There's a something in the cosmos that we've never seen before. There's an object that is pulsating every 44.2 minutes, and it's putting out radio waves and X-rays, and nothing we've ever seen has ever done this before, and it violates several laws of physics, so it's intriguing. No one yet is saying, like, oh, it's aliens or it's spacecraft or something. They're just saying, oh, that's new.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Which should keep us humble. When we feel like we know everything, and then you realize, oh.
Well, I mean, 100 years ago, everybody thought they knew a lot and knew everything, and look at what we've learned since.
Yeah.
You just know what is possible to know at the time.
Are you guys like me? I'm sure you are. When you watch things from before times, whether it's me watching Ken Burns baseball from the 20s or it's MacGyver from the 90s, like the quality of filming was different. And I feel like that's what life looked like, even though I was alive for a lot of it.
Right.
And I know the 90s didn't look like MacGyver.
Right.
But when I have my own memories, they're in that sort of like washed out lens of MacGyver.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
I feel like right now is the only time the world has looked like the world.
I got you.
Before that, it looked like whatever film looked like.
So we think of it like the photos looked like. Like
in the 20s, everyone really did walk in fast motion.
They walked really fast and everything was black and white and gray?
Yes.
Yeah, very hard for me to conceive.
It's honestly how I feel.
Very hard for me to conceive that people in like the Middle Ages were consuming the world through the same eyes that we are now.
Yeah. Oh, last night I was watching the Ken Burns and they got to Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
I didn't realize... I just didn't get it. I understood. First black person to integrate baseball, Branch Rickey, I knew all that. I didn't realize what an absolute hero that guy was.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The S he put up with.
Man, and you've seen the movie? Have you seen?
No, I've not.
Oh, you should
watch
it.
Now.
Because it shows a lot of that, and you hear a lot of the conversation about, you just have to put up with it because
Branch Rickey told him,
want to be the angry guy and like all that kind of stuff.
If I'm going to sign you to this contract, you have to give me 3 years. 3 years that you will not react. You won't say a word back.
Right.
You won't retaliate if someone spikes you. And he agreed to it.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And just an all around great human story, too.
Yes.
Like, obviously, baseball and breaking down that barrier, but that meant a lot in the society at the time.
Super solid guy.
Also served in the military,
Yep.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Beautiful day out there.
Indeed. And how?
Indeed. I'm just not talking. I'm
just
talking.
You're like, that's it. That's all I got.
That's all I got. I got words. Can't be expected to do a show and you got nothing. It's better to just say, yeah, I got nothing. Rach, it's Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh, I already did it.
Yeah. Is she a hugger?
Yeah, she's a very sweet kitty.
Does she ever do the thing where when you pick her up and she puts like one arm on either end of your, like on either of your shoulders and it really does feel like she's giving you a hug?
Yes, all the time. She's very, very sweet.
You know who likes to hug? Chimpanzees. I've been getting a lot of this on TikTok.
Yeah?
I don't know why people take care of chimpanzees and then don't take care of them for 20 years and then are reunited with them, but it seems to happen a lot. And I get all these videos of like, here's little Tom Tom, and he hasn't seen his owners for 20 years. And it's, I cry every time. Like, they recognize them, they run, they jump up, they hug them, they show their teeth. It's like.
Have you seen the video? There's only one that I know of. But it's a guy that works on an animal reserve.
Where he's dying?
He calls the elephants.
Oh, no.
So he's just standing in a field, and he does some call, and like five elephants come flying around, and they come up to him, and they're like, I guess their hug is putting their trunk around him, all that, but they like love this guy. They're like, this is my guy. The guy, he raised them when they were little.
I think we've got it wrong about animals.
Most of them, yeah.
I really do. Like, I am a steak eater. I'm a chicken eater.
Yep.
I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. I have no problem with, you know, killing animals to eat. Got no problem. However, like, again, TikTok has taught me that pretty much any animal, especially a young one, will bond and imprint on a human.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Now, depending on their level of wildness.
Sure.
Right? Like, if you're the first generation, eventually when you grow up, when they're adults, they still become unpredictable because
don't
they still have that.
Don't end up with Travis the monkey.
Right.
No one needs that.
But I see these guys all the time that raise tigers and lions when they're pups, and they like them. They come up to them, but they're still a risk because they still have that little bit of wild in them that our domesticated animals don't have.
Andrew, the internet is divided. Arby's is now selling steak nuggets.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
I like it. I like a chicken fried steak or whatever, where they, you know, with a steak with a batter and fried. I think that is underrated.
I was picturing just cooked steak.
Well, that could be too. And I am just as fine with that. Let me tell you what. I'll chop a steak.
I would
chop it into little bite-sized pieces.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if we can get a picture of it.
People are telling Arby's to stay in their lane.
Oh, they are. They are not breaded.
Okay.
Their lane is, we have the
meat. Yeah, complicated opinion here, but this is very much their lane. Yeah. If they were trying to break into like the fancy ice cream market or something, I'd be like, yeah, stay in your lane, Arby's. But their lane very much is meat innovations. I had their new barbecue sandwiches the other day. Quite good.
Yeah. Oh, the Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, the Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer barbecue.
Corey
things.
Says, nope, bad move, Arby's. You're already fighting over the validity of your meat. Don't overdo it.
Corey, I encourage you, Corey. I know what you're getting at. And it's actually my beloved Simpsons that caused this. They were the first people to start ragging on Arby's. Give it a try. Arby's is good.
I've been there somewhat recently, like within the last couple months. I get what you're saying about the roast beef itself. Because it's like deli meat, like it's compressed. It's not like Lion's Choice when you go there and they're just slicing off roast beef. It's different than that. I get what you're saying there. It's got a little bit like their roast beef is a little bit like what a lot of chicken nuggets are. You know, kind of mushed stuff.
You're
together.
Not helping them.
No, I'm just saying. Like I get what you're saying there, but like their chicken sandwiches are chicken sandwiches. Like they're real chicken sandwiches. They have stuff that we're talking about. And if this is just a piece of steak that just happens to be cut up small for bite-sized pieces, boom, let's go.
Does it say what cut of steak it is or like
does
what
not.
Type? Okay.
Let's see.
Good
here.
That's a great question.
Arby's steak nugs. Let's see what this says. I got it.
Probably just like
it's gonna
all-encompassing
say, like,
word steak.
Yeah, it's what it's going to be. Let's see. It's juicy bite-sized morsels smoked steak with a side of hickory barbecue dipping sauce. Does not say what kind, and the closest one to us is either Green Bay or Grand Rapids, Michigan. So,
it's just a test thing. I was going to eat some of these.
Yeah. Dang it. I would try that. That looks like a good little snack. You can get a steak nugget bowl, too.
Do you eat it with a fork or are you supposed to eat it with your hands?
Don't know. Looks like people are doing both on the pictures.
It just, the steak nuggets, like, I'm open to it, but I don't want my fingers getting all.
But I do see, like,
greasy.
The ad has a fork in it, so.
Mm. Okay.
They also serve it over a bowl of mac and cheese.
All right.
Steak and mac and cheese is very good. Yeah. Put a little barbecue sauce in there.
Mm.
I know that Jack in the Box and Taco Bell have gone directly at the stoners.
Yeah.
But I'm a little surprised Arby's hasn't.
Really?
They're not open late.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't have the late hours?
I don't believe so. At least none of the ones that I have attended.
Okay.
Jason says, so driving around Southern Illinois in Benton, that's where I come from, was nearly hit by an electric scooter in the town square walking out of an antique store. That's already a story. Bought a Rolling Stones album. I digress. But someone hollers at me, what's a DGS? Don't give an S. I laughed and remembered that your sticker's been on my car since the first Hardee's food search.
Maybe that's what DGS should stand for. We should have...
Don't give an S?
Yeah, two different DGSs.
Oh, that's so good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jason, you may have just, you probably deserve something because.
Leave it to Benton.
Yeah, leave
Dude.
It to Benton, Illinois. I'm not sure which one of these guys wrote this song. Could have been Michael. Could have been Marlon. Could have been Tito. Not sure. It's a hell of a song, though.
I'm going to bet that it wasn't The Child.
I don't know. He was one of the other talent. Yeah.
Yeah, was he writing music then?
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of
felt like their dad was always pushing everything.
Oh, I don't think he had any talent except for whipping people with belts. Yeah.
That's a good point.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Who was the, were they at the time, were they working with Quincy Jones or anybody like that in Motown?
That's a great question. I think so. Okay. I think by the time the hits came out, they were working with Quincy Jones.
Because I wonder if that's who's, you know, the Motown people are writing everything.
That could be. Yeah.
Either way, Mike did some things.
Speaking of songs, if you put me in a room with two things, a really sharp knife and a record player playing the Almond Joy song, I wouldn't hear it for the third time. I'd just take myself out.
Oh, would you?
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't you just take it and smash the record?
No, you can't.
Oh, I get you.
You got to keep listening.
There's no choice.
Oh, man, Joy got nuts.
I gotcha.
People pretending to be Jamaican, the whitest people in the world, singing as if they're Jamaican.
Offensive, a bit.
Offensive.
A bit offensive.
Oh, Irene, man, we've got the coconut. It's like, geez, dude, read the room.
And I was listening to the actual lyrics and getting mad in here.
Yeah.
In my room, and it's they've got chocolate and nuts and something even better than that, and it's joy or whatever. Right. It's like, come on now.
It's like the guy who wrote "I'm the map" for Dora the Explorer. Like that must have taken a long time.
I'm the map.
I know they've been called Almond Joy for forever, so this maybe isn't the most relevant thing. But do you guys feel like joy is kind of like the new buzzword?
I have not heard that. I've not noted that.
It's something I've noticed a lot. Particularly watching tennis, people will be like, there's a lot of joy in their game. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, I don't know
if
why that
comes from the Democrats using that.
Yeah, because didn't Kamala have a ton of joy?
Yes.
It just feels like no one was saying this 2 years ago, and now everyone's saying it all. It's just one of those weird things that I've noticed.
Yeah. It's the Inside Out effect.
There's only one song worse than the Almond Joy song. Rally House. Oh my God, I hate it.
I know it drives some other people crazy.
I got an email from a guy who said, Dave, I have one request of you. I know you do a lot of live endorsements. Can you get Rally House and take over all of their advertising so you can get rid of that song? That's how bad it bothered that guy.
It's your city.
Hey, when you get the band back together, why don't you do some covers of these songs?
Yeah, we should. Do a medley.
Some bands have done. Faith No More did that all the time. They would do the Nestle song in concert just because they thought it was hilarious.
It's not a bad idea.
If you did Jerry Kelly, it would bring the house down.
Bro, that's a jam.
It would bring the house down.
That's a jam.
It would be awesome.
I was just thinking. So we have CNN on up in the studio, and they're showing Trump, and he's doing Trump stuff. I don't like Trump. I love the Beatles. And I'm thinking how weird it is that I got to live during the time in the universe that had the Beatles and Trump. And I was thinking to myself, would I give up one to get rid of the other? Would I give up the Beatles? They never existed if I could get rid of Trump. He never existed. Now, a lot of you out there love Trump, so that doesn't mean anything to you. But you got something like that. For example, would I give up 2 inches of my height to have a full head of hair? Would I give up, would I take food not making me fat, but I can never travel? Got any swaps you'd do?
Off the top of my head?
That's the way the show's going to be. Top of the head show.
This is going to be stream of consciousness.
There's very few things I would like eliminate to get rid of another thing too. I just.
What do you not like? What's something you don't like?
I don't like the overuse of the word joy right now. It's okay. Getting on my nerves.
Okay. Would you? Well, no, that's a bad example because no, you wouldn't. But if there's something you really, really don't like, would you give up your beautiful thick hair?
No.
There's nothing you would give up your beautiful thick hair for.
No, it's not that it's like I can't let go of my hair, but it's just like I don't like getting rid of the Beatles to get rid of Trump. Like, I don't think that's a.
It may not be a good swap.
That's not an even swap for me at all.
Could not
be
a good
swap.
The
amount of joy that the Beatles have brought to like our culture and our world, like, no, you can't get rid of them. No, we shouldn't get rid of something good to get rid of something not so good.
Okay. Fair point.
What would you give up to not have to hear Almond Joy anymore?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Dave's like, my life savings.
I give up a finger or two.
Oh my gosh, no.
Dude, no.
Maybe my pinkies?
No,
you need those.
No, no. But if I had to hear Almond Joy several times a day, I might give up.
Seems like I'll give up my ears.
Eating chocolate or something like that. Kristen says, Jackson 5, I Want You Back was the first song written by Motown Songwriting Corporation with Berry Gordy.
Ah, there you go. Mm.
There you go. Thank you, Kristen.
Might have been, yeah.
Kristen's probably a dude, since Devin was a girl. So, don't know.
It looks like
we're through dead naming people for the day.
Yeah, we can't see the pictures.
We'll do it
very
on
well.
Monday.
Yeah.
And evidently, MAGA's getting bored.
With what?
Yeah. They thought that this would be much more exciting. Reading articles about a lot of MAGA people who are mad that Cash Patel... First of all, did you see the picture of him with his feet dangling?
No.
He did an interview...
That's adorable.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is he a small person?
He's a small person.
Yeah, he's real short.
No, he's not a small... He's not a little person.
No, I know that. I mean, like, short like me.
He's just wee.
Like, short, yeah, like
and
me.
And he was sitting... They gave him, like, a high chair... And his feet were dangling, and he was literally doing this. Like he was doing this with his feet. Like
no, it's impossible not to.
He's kicking
That's
his
what
feet.
I look like in those chairs. That's great.
It's impossible not to kick your feet when you're in a too high chair.
No, I agree. I'm on Team Cash with this.
Yeah. So anyway,
yeah, I think it's kind of.
I'd be mad if I were him. Like, yeah, can we have shorter chairs, please?
Yeah, I think that's the roughest chair to be placed in for an interview. You can't win with that chair.
Yeah. No, and look, even Brett Baer's feet are off the ground.
Yeah.
You know, is he kicking them like a little sunshine boy?
He hasn't rested on the bar of the chair.
Like, why would you go? I guess they didn't have any other chairs to go with.
I have to say something to Paul. Paul, don't be boring. Dave, where in the doll did Trump touch you? Your Trump hatred is so telling. Blah! Boring.
That is pretty boring.
I don't like Trump. Half the nation doesn't like Trump. I don't make fun of you because you do.
Yeah,
I don't ask him where he touched you on a doll that made you like
you're,
him.
You're not like, where did Joe Biden touch you? Like,
right.
Come on, stop being a child.
Yeah, stop being a baby. It's just like...
Some people don't like the people you
don't
like, period.
People you
There's
like.
A guy in there that doesn't like me. That's fine. I don't care.
There's someone out there who loves Almond Joy and Rally House.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Damn it, Paul.
No, he didn't touch my pee-pee. I just don't like his politics.
Don't be a wiener.
Don't be a wiener.
Yeah. If I ran for office, that would be my slug. My slogan.
I do like...
Don't be a wiener.
Not to harp on it, but I do like when people will occasionally be like, Dave, it's so obvious that you don't like Trump. And you said it...
He literally says the words.
You said it every day for 9 years. You've been like, I don't like Trump very much. And then people are like, you couldn't make it more obvious that you don't care for Trump.
Trump derangement syndrome.
It's like, well, yeah, I've been pretty open about that.
Where's the Joe derangement syndrome? Everybody's got something.
I also have sauerkraut derangement syndrome. I don't like it either.
Like, the derangement syndrome is so funny to me because it's like, obviously, the only reason you wouldn't like this person is because you have a disease in your brain. It's like, no, there's kind of a lot of reasons why someone wouldn't vibe with this.
Also, lots of good reasons why you don't like the people you don't like. It's fine.
And I've got tons of friends who love Trump, and they're still my good friends.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't get why everything has to be such an absolute thing. Like, how can you? I can see why people don't like.
Oh, wait, Paul, I can't leave him alone.
No, you get him.
But you don't have to listen to me drone on about my hatred from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. First of all, empirically, I don't. Second of all, you don't have to listen to me at all.
No. And if you go down the row, you'll hear people doing it 24/7 yelling about the other side.
Yeah, go to 97.1.
Because that's what they're going to do. And again, not against them. That's what the station is. And what? Our percentage of politics in a 4-hour show is maybe 8%.
If that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, we spent way more time yesterday on the Muppets than we will on Trump today.
Yes.
Like, come on, man. But it's like, I heard it now, so it's all I can talk about.
By the way, we're going to replay the Muppets at 4:30.
Oh, no.
Cool. So.
That's a classic.
That was fun.
I want that on CD. I think I could make that happen.
iPhones are separating men and women.
What?
What do you mean?
You can see it on Drudge. There's an article that I read, and it is mostly porn and betting sites are occupying men's time, energy, and focus, and they're not paying enough attention to their significant others.
Wait.
So it's less of a thing for women. Women can seem to handle their iPhone and their man. But men seem to be caught up in what their iPhone offers them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, we talked about it a little bit. Rachel had a topic a couple weeks ago, but it's getting very disturbing to me how, like, pornography obsessed we are as a nation at the moment. Like, not to sound too puritanical about it, but it seems to be a much bigger issue than it's ever been before. And it specifically seems to affect, like, younger people more than it ever has before.
Mm.
Like, their entire views on, like, sexuality and the opposite sex and same sex, whatever, all seems to come through this lens of, like, hypersexualized acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't disagree. It's harder than ever, I think, for young people to tell the difference.
I think it's the most obvious thing in the world. Having been a young boy, you are drawn to that. I don't know about young girls. I've only experienced what it's like being a 13-year-old boy. But, like, you know, the Sears catalog and all that kind of stuff. Had I had access, whatever I had access to is what I would have looked at. I would have had no limit on, I probably shouldn't be partaking in this. I would have partaked in anything as weird as it may have been because you're just a hormone, right? You're just 99% testosterone. And it's sad for kids because I didn't have to go through that. I made it through the Brazier ads and Sears catalog, and that was about it. And even as an adult, you didn't, porn wasn't, I had friends who had porn collections, but I didn't. I didn't own a single piece of anything like that. Now, it's just too easy.
Yeah, and
especially, you know, for young people.
I feel like Rachel and I's generation was like the first generation to grow up and be pretty young and have easy internet access. And the internet wasn't even what it was now when we were young. And it was hard enough for us to kind of figure out, you know, and navigate those waters. And I just can't imagine how much harder it is now.
Yeah.
For children who, that's just like, and even like, you know, even just scrolling TikTok, even if you're not looking for it, when you're like scrolling TikTok or Twitter, as Kevin's pointed out, or Instagram or whatever,
works.
It's just going to be thrown into your face.
It will always work. It always has worked. The reason we're still here, whether God ordained it or just nature, is that we have a drive to procreate. Otherwise, we would have had one generation and no one would have cared about having sex with each other and we would have all died out and that was it. But we have this drive to do it, and people take advantage of that. I guess we all do to some extent, but certainly in advertising and entertainment. And so it's just the easiest thing in the world. It'd be like if someone could control our breathing. Well, we have a drive to breathe. We have a drive to eat. We have lots of drives that, the madmen back then and of modern day, they take advantage of that. They just do. We all do in some way. But when it's really in your face like that, it's troubling. And you feel kind of stupid for falling for it.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, DGS. Say what you just said.
I said, is this the greatest band of all time?
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, it's got to be some of, like, the happiest music.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was coming from a place that was maybe not so happy, which is sad.
Yeah.
But it's like,
right.
Man, you can vibe to this stuff 60 years later.
The Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Is, set to this little, you know, that shoots you up and down like Tower of Terror used to, because it's the same basic ride as that.
Yeah.
But they play little vignettes of the Guardians of the Galaxy as you help them escape from a prison or whatever. And they play I Want You Back all through the song as you're like, it's just the most joyous experience. I had the biggest, stupidest grin on my face. It's like the perfect song for it.
Yeah.
It's the perfect song, period.
They're great tunes. Great songs. It's hard to be in a bad mood.
It's true.
I was just... thinking about jumping rope, and it made me think of PE, and I was always pretty athletic, and I loved PE, and I loved all the games until I got to seventh grade, and we had to do gymnastics. That was real. You know what I mean? It's one thing to be like a good little ball player, but then when you're doing like a pommel horse or the friggin' rings, you can't do anything.
They made you do the horse thing?
Yes.
Where you, like, hoist yourself up.
Yes, and... I mean, we weren't doing, like...
That's for, like, professionals.
Yeah. I know, but we just had to, like, hold ourselves up, and then we had to do this, or do, like... We had to try to do the scissors, which didn't work.
I remember the rope in the gym, like, climb to the top of the rope.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that at 5 years old and being like, that ain't happening.
Not gonna happen.
It's never going to happen.
Did you guys have a trampoline?
No.
Oh, we did. It was in the wrestling area. I've always been afraid of them.
Trampolines?
Yeah, because they usually had pits underneath them.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome when they're in the right setting. Like what are the places called? The big facilities that have them, like
the jump places?
Yeah, those are pretty awesome. We had a place when we were kids, so this is a long time ago, but it was two trampolines that were separated by a little divider and had basketball hoops on each side, and you would play basketball against each other while flying around. Oh, it was so great. That was in Pennsylvania. That's a great I love that feeling of just like flying. Sometimes when you land wrong, though, don't like to fly as much as I used to.
I was like, I'd get made fun of, like, because you're young boys and young boys like to do young boy things. And you get a trampoline and you're like, how high can I go?
Yeah.
And I was just like, barely moving on it. And
yeah.
I couldn't do the thing where you just landed on your butt and came right back up.
Oh, got back to your feet? You just got to let it happen.
I just have a blind spot.
Yeah.
Trampolines are extremely fun once you can get past the sensation of your brain just kind of rattling around in your skull.
Yeah.
Because it kind of starts like that. It's like, ouch. And then you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
It's all right.
In grade school, I love PE. And I love the Earth Ball. Do you have one of those?
No.
They're like so big. As a grown man, I couldn't even get my arms around half of it. And you would just lay down, and then the other students would lay down across from you, and then the teacher would just roll the earth ball in the middle of you, and you'd just kick it, and it was fantastic. The one I hated was scooters. We had to sit on the scooters.
What was the PE budget at South Roxana Elementary?
I mean, you guys had all the tools.
We had the parachute.
Oh,
we,
my goodness.
God, we didn't even have a gym.
Really?
No, it was a little Catholic school. We had the community center.
You know what else sucks? Yeah. Crab walking.
Yeah.
I kind of liked doing that.
Did you really?
I like crab walking, too.
Get out.
It was fun.
I'll give you $20 if you can crab walk.
I bet I probably could.
Well, let's see it.
Let's go.
We're not doing anything else.
Well,
there's room right here in the studio.
My shirt would pull up and I'd show my tummy and it'd be a little embarrassing.
Well, if you're a crab walker, like you say you are.
I wouldn't do it well.
I don't even think my arms can reach.
I could crab walk for like 8 crabs and you're just like this.
We
sucks.
Used to do races with that. Like you would do, yeah. Oh, that was the worst. I always fell.
We had to play, we would do crab walk soccer. So what? You'd have to, yeah, like you're playing straight up soccer in a small space, but you couldn't run, you could only crab walk.
We literally had the space to play floor hockey. That's it.
Floor hockey rocked.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Fun. Except when you're playing, like you got a group of whatever, 20 people and only like 4 know how to play.
One time in PE, I was being a jackassing around as I was oft to do. And Mr. Bossy, my favorite teacher of all time, went to smack me in the butt with his whistle. But I turned around and he hit me in the nuts.
Oh, no.
Mm. Yeah. Education ain't complete. Just
gonna show you how to get an A. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.